Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Joy for every girl and boy, knowing their heart. operator, please put me back on the line. Told my girl I'd be back, operator, please. This is wrecking my mind. Oh, can it be the voice is calling me? They get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind. Pick you up, let you down when I wanna go to a place I can hide. You know me, I had plans, but they just disappear to the back of my mind. Oh, can it be the voice is calling? Get lost and out of time. I should have seen it glow, but everybody knows that a broken heart is blind. That a broken heart is blind.
This is Steven Pinker, and you are tuned in to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, pure pleasure technology, Tufts freeform and educational radio.
Leave your kids behind, come with us and find the pleasures of the journey to the center of the mind. We'll be right back.
definitely was in the right.
Yeah, it's definitely
kind of
like he's cruising for
bruising. Yeah, I don't know, I was really drunk at the time.
You just told me it was in yelling and screaming and telling him why it wasn't coming on 3:11.
If I could be who you wanted.
guess we know the score. On and on. Does anybody know what we are looking for? Another hero, another mindless crime behind the curtain.
The Massachusetts Department of Fire Services encourages you to beat the beep. Carbon monoxide alarms have been required in nearly every residence since March of 2006. Did you know that the life expectancy of these alarms are only 5 to 7 years, depending on the manufacturer? Many detectors installed after the state's carbon monoxide law was passed are now reaching the end of their useful life and need to be replaced. One sign that a carbon monoxide alarm should be replaced is a chirping sound that sounds until the unit is powered off. This chirping sound will continue even after new batteries have been installed. Models with the digital reader show an ERR or E09 or end message in the display. The purpose of Beat the Beep campaign is to alert residents that their carbon monoxide alarms may be reaching the end of their life cycles and should be replaced before the beeps indicate the end of the life of the detector. This public safety message brought to you by the Massachusetts Department of Fire Services, your local fire department, and your friends at WMFO.
I'm only one call away. I'll be there to save the day. Superman got nothing on me. I'm only one call away. Call me baby if you need a friend. I just wanna give you love. Come on, come on, come on. Reaching out to you, so take a chance. No matter where you go, I know you're not alone. I'm only one.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more. What is love? We'll be right back.
This is Dan Dennett, and you are tuned into WMFO in Medford. 91.5 FM. Tufts Educational Radio.
bushy, bushy blonde hair, serving USA. You'll catch him surfing at
inside, outside USA.
Ventura County line,
inside, outside USA.
Santa Cruz and Trinidad,
inside, outside USA.
Australia, Caribbean,
inside, outside USA.
All over Manhattan,
inside, outside USA.
And down Bohini Way,
inside, outside.
Everybody's gone surfing,
surfing USA.
We'll all be planning out a route we're gonna take real soon. USA.
What if I say that I'll never surrender? to tear up.